Hi folks, welcome to my Travel Time podcasts. Today I'm with Craig Gathercole. Craig is one of the directors of the Marban Group Construction Company. I've known Craig now for about 10 years and I've done some work with the company. And welcome Craig.
Thank you.
And I noticed recently, 2016, that BRW nominated you as one of the top 100 fastest growing small businesses. So yep. Congratulations for that.
Yep, thank you. It was good to get that.
Yeah, so can you tell us a little bit about Marban?
Yeah, so look, Marban has been going now for over 10 years, about 12 years. Originally started by my two partners, Damien and Ben. The three of us all worked together at a company called ProBuild. We worked together there, I suppose, for over 10 years. And the boys left, they left prior, you know, probably about 10 years prior to me leaving. I was there for 21 years and started Marban.
You don't look old enough to have been there that long, mate.
No. I'm aging quickly. But, okay. So, look, the boys started. We're good mates and kept in contact for a long time. And I joined about 3 years ago and changed the business to Marban Group. So the three of us obviously all have an equity interest in the business and we've grown a hell of a lot in the last 3 to 4 years.
You were very small when I first got involved. Can you tell us what sort of work you do?
Look, I think the biggest thing for us is we've obviously grown quite we've grown quite well and steady, and it's been controlled growth, but predominantly with a really good base of clients. You know, most of our work is of a D&C nature, design and construct nature. And it comes out of, you know, there's a fair bit of retail in there that comes out of the big boys like the Coles and the Woolies, the Stocklands, GPTs, MAB and client base like that. So our client base is really, really healthy. Obviously we have relationships with those guys and we've just continued to build off that. We've delivered some good D&C projects for them and that's generated more work for us. So we've done really well at those relationships.
What would be some of the projects people might have seen around the place?
Oh, look, there's a number of mixed things. Look, a lot of the retail stuff we do is in growth corridors, so not everyone would see them. You know, they're out in the Cranbournes and the Bendigos and Ballarats, Keysborough, Epping. So growth corridors is where we build a lot of the standalone brand new retail developments for your Woolies and Coles direct.
Yeah.
They're the big ones, but you know, we've done some pretty interesting stuff too in the life of Marban and the boys have prior to me in some pretty interesting, you know, $20 million houses, you know, down the beach side and some stuff in town and some really tricky projects that is what Marban really built their foundations off. You know, projects that people struggled with. Also did a lot of work out at Essam Fields.
Right.
And there's a lot of growth out there in that area too, and we've got good relationships out there. Laman is a big one out there that everyone knows. You know, that was one of Marban's projects in the early days. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff around town we do that probably goes under the radar a little bit, but generally growth corridors is where you'll see most of our work.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've said a little bit about yourself, but your background, your history?
Yeah, so look, my history, I started in the industry back in 1985 as an apprentice carpenter. Wasn't that good on the tools, so I didn't stay on there for too long. Went through a small organisation called, back in the 80s it was quite large, but predominantly retail construction back then, and a company called Blackburn and Roberts, which changed to Norm Lathian Corporation. Not long after that I met the guys that founded ProBuild, Phil Merton and Wayne Judson, and I went over there and started with them in the early days and spent 21 years of my life there. So was part of a great team that helped build that business up to a point where obviously it's been bought out by some different people these days. But I think, you know, it was exciting to be part of that growth of that business in the first 10 years and then the 10 years after that to see it go into the next stage and the level where it's at today. So, look, it was a great organisation to work with. I had my time there and moved on and, you know, we use a lot of the, a lot of the philosophies that come out of that. We try to learn from for building Marban.
Yeah. One of the things that impressed me about yourself and the other two directors is that you had some pretty firm views about what you wanted to do with Marban and how you wanted to run it.
Yep.
And you got me involved quite early when you were very, very small. you're already doing development work with your very young leaders.
Yep.
So you had this philosophy about developing your own people and around teamwork and very strong values based. That was a deliberate approach on your part.
Yeah, look, definitely. I mean, I think we try to, you know, organic growth is always the best growth, I think. And I think that's what really made that first 10 years at the old place really, you know, it was a real core group of people that helped build that business to a point. And they were organic, you know, organically grown pretty much. And I think we've tried it out here. We don't always get it right. It's always a challenge. You know, and you've got to bring people in to help help grow also. But I think our average age here is probably, you know, somewhere between, you know, probably 30 odd, you know, sort of high 20s to 30. So, and then there's a lot of, a handful of older guys like myself. But look, I think the more you can sort of give young people a career opportunity is something that, you know, myself, Damon and Ben really wanted to do and continue to do so. I think the industry's getting harder and harder to find people that probably enjoy working in the industry as much as we did when we were that age. I mean, it is a tough industry. But, you know, if we can continue to promote that from within and look and just try and give people a career opportunity, I think is what we should, you know, we've got some responsibility there, I think. And if we can do that, then I think we've achieved something. But like I said, you don't always get it right either. It is a challenge. And I think the generational challenges for us now is probably the biggest thing that we've got to understand. You know, we're not all like we used to be. So
yeah,
that's something that you know, is, I suppose, the forefront of our thinking all the time.
Yeah, and so I'm wondering what might be some of your key insights about leadership. I first met you 10 years ago on one of my leadership courses. Yep. ProBuild used to send managers along to that course.
Yeah.
What would you say are some of your key insights about what works in leadership?
Now, one thing that I've learned over the years is not everyone wants to be a leader. You know, clearly there's a whole process around management and management process, and you know, a lot of people have that skill. And I think a leader is someone that obviously steps up and mentors people and tries to guide people more along the way to do that. You know, take that extra step and you know, I suppose inspire people to want to deliver and want to work in a workplace is really the insight I think that you need as a good leader.
Yes.
But look, I think clearly understanding the difference between good leaders and good managers is something that you got to learn early, I think, and try and work through that. And not everyone wants to be both.
Yeah. I think also something you shared with me in the past is that you built a reputation, I think, even when you're at ProBuild, about the emphasis you put on your own teams when you lead your own teams.
Yeah, look, I think you can clearly, you know, you can look back on projects and developments that we've done, and you know, like in any business, you know, it's all about the people. It's all about the people around you and the people that work with you. And you can clearly see when a team, the dynamics of a team works really, really well, and you get a great outcome. And look, you can't always get that right either. So the selection of different, I suppose, experienced people in teams that deliver projects is you know, one of the utmost important things to get right. And again, that's a challenge for anyone, even our competitors. We all struggle to you know, you're not always going to have a team full of high achievers. So. Mm. So look, I think the emphasis putting on the responsibility on the team is good. You know, you want to step back and let them grow a bit also, but you've also obviously got to be there to support and mentor where you can.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, listen, thanks very much for making the time. I know you're really busy.
Always a pleasure.
And all the best for the future.
No worries. Thank you.